It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you were so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I just feel your love.
Of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. Indeed, off we go to this show. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. We record this podcast live every week, and it is streamed out into radio land. So you have a lot of different ways to listen. One, of course, by the podcast, which you just heard about. But also, you can go to my website, flowdreaming.com, and check out the live air date and air times. And that's also where you can find out the phone number to call in. I do take questions through the show and look into you and your life and kind of help you know what to do next. Today's show is probably going to end up being one of my favorites because it's definitely one of my favorite topics. I'm calling it Standing in Your Power. Standing in Your Power. And I don't know why I've never done a topic, this topic in 10 years. Coming up this year will be my 10th anniversary podcasting and on radio for you, which is just amazing. And over the years, you know, we've covered just a wide, wide variety of ideas, thoughts, subjects surrounding this understanding that your consciousness is a flow of energy. You are a flow of energy. Your life moves forward. There is a natural sort of trajectory, a motion, if you will, that is the easiest place for you to be, that is most in sync, most aligned, most on target. And I've spent many, many hours over the years explaining and giving you metaphors for how this works and what it is, and as well as how you can dip into this place, how you can be in this state of flow, which is truly the state of absolute creation. It is where you are the most effective because there is the least amount of resistance in this place, right? It'd be like if you're trying to draw a picture and someone is holding your hand and arm the whole time. You'd say, there's resistance. I can't get a very good picture out. But if nobody was holding your hand, if you could just move that arm freely and those fingers and that pencil just could sketch all over the page, right? No resistance. And we all have that in our life. It is our natural state. Resistance is what comes in and piles in. And we experience it over the years, and then we grow it. We actually participate in growing the resistance. Isn't that a crazy thought? But it's the starting point for understanding what it means to really take back your power in your life. So what's been happening is some of you have been hearing me talk about my Me School of Flow, and we are getting down to the wire in enrollment. We have 9 spots open for this year's class. 90%, more than 90% of the class has been filled now. And what that's meant is that I have been inside the minds of hundreds of people, just hundreds, because I talk to every student before I enroll them, just to make sure they're going to be a good fit, that they're going to be able to do this, that it's the right thing for them. it would be a terrible idea for me to just randomly invite people in and have them get nothing from it and get angry, because then they're going to just be reinforcing a sense they already had about themselves, that they can't do something. That is the very opposite of standing in your power. So I've been in all these people's minds, and I feel what they're feeling, right? That's partly what Me School is about, teaching you empathic intuition. So I can feel what you're feeling, so you can feel what someone else is feeling, so you can know what they're thinking, you can understand what they're experiencing, because you can go and just receive that information. Very old-fashioned term is mind reading. A very new quantum term means reading their informational state. It's all the same thing. And it's very similar to what you do when you're manifesting, which is writing to the manifestational state, inserting your direction, your will, into the flow, which is, of course, the state of utter and beautiful alignment, where we all are, where we're all creating and making and flowing and moving. If I've already lost you, stay with me. I'll get simple again here. So what have I seen in all of these minds? And what does it do to me, actually, to look into all this? Well, for one thing, when people are contemplating a year of self-growth, they're worrying about it from multiple aspects. And it's a beautiful example of the way we worry generally in our lives, the way we give up our power in general in our lives. They're worrying, first of all, can I have this? Do I deserve it? Isn't it kind of frivolous? Isn't it just kind of something that would be, I don't know, I feel guilty for doing it? Right? So there's that layer, the self-doubt layer. Do I deserve this? Seems very, I don't know, gratuitous, gluttonous, you know, selfish of me to want to work on myself for a year. Right? So think of this as the first gate, you know, the first wall that I encounter in someone's mind. Now, this isn't a wall against me. It's not a wall against Me School. This is a wall they habitually put up whenever they're looking to go deep and get intimate with themselves. And this wall could be there for all kinds of reasons. They were taught never to think of themselves, always to think of others. And this has probably led them to be terrible people pleasers, utterly exhausted, you know, acting passive aggressively in their relationships because, damn it, they don't want to do it anymore. If they were taught to be a good person, they have to. So we have to dismantle this wall. And I have to remind them, working on yourself is working on everyone else in your life. Making yourself a better person, getting deeper, more intimate, more self-aware of who you are, of how you make things happen for yourself, of when you stop making things happen, of how you treat your children, of how you treat yourself. I mean, what is more important? Is it the job skill you have over here or the job you go to every day? Or no, there's nothing more important because everything in your life spins outward from you. You are the center of the spider web of your life. You're the spider. All that stuff is stuff you create, but it has to come from inside of you. So if you never give yourself that time to really go in and see who you are, what you can truly do to clear out the junk in your thinking, to say, I know I can do this and I felt this way for years and it's that simmering sense of why can't I and when will it happen and I know there's something else for me out here. I know there's something more in my life, right? Do you want that feeling to just hum along in you forever? So you wake up one day and you're 96 years old and you realize, well, I guess I missed that opportunity. Next life. But that's what a lot of people do. And so that's wall number one. Then we get into the next wall, which is, I don't know if this is going to work for me. This probably won't work for me. I've done things like this before and I haven't been able to get through them and I can't do it. I don't think I can do it. I'm too busy. There's too much going on in my life. Right? This is the second wall. And what this wall, what this fear is saying, because you recognize the first one I just gave you, it's actually a fear. The second one is a fear too. In both of these cases, you're giving up your power. You've created a really good reason to not do something enormously beneficial to yourself. The second reason, right, is, well, it's not going to work for me. I've done this before. Here's what you're doing there. You are looking backwards in your life and evaluating yourself and your future based on what's already happened in the past, and in particular, based on what's happened in the past that didn't work. You are projecting that sense of lack and failure right into all the next things that you are wanting to do. Didn't work for me then, won't work for me now. I've been a fool before, I'll never be a fool again. Right? We say this as an act of protection in the moment. That's the band-aid when you're in a crisis. I'll never do this again. But you know what happens? You end up never doing anything again. You pull back and become very cautious. And if you do it over and over again, you become very, very, very cautious. And you pull way, 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 way back. Because over and over, you've continued to prove to yourself, it's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for me. Why should I do it? Why should I apply for that job? I never get called back. Why should I look for a better relationship? This is as good as I can handle. I'll probably never meet anybody again. I mean, just think. If you start looking through your mind at all the things you don't do right now that you want, there's probably going to be an element of, this is as good as it gets. I tried it in the past. It didn't work. Or I love this one when this one comes up. I know how I am. I don't work well in groups. Or, you know, I need personal focus. Or I won't keep up. I'll fall behind. I tried this before. All right. What if I say, okay, you're right. It won't work for you. Yeah, you're really special and different. And you really just, there's so many things that don't work for you. I'm glad you see that about yourself. And so, yes, very good to just keep waiting and, you know, narrow down what can come your way. Because I can see that you don't believe that flow gives you what you need when you need it. And if something comes up and challenges you and says, this is my next step because you failed at it before, I can see that you want to keep getting that same test shoved in front of your face over and over and over because you keep saying, but I don't know the material. I can't do it. I don't know the material. I can't do it. You've given up your power. I know I'm being aggressive about this, but it's a dose of good medicine, right? I do this too. I do this as well. This is how I know most of these things, because I have done them and then peeled them open and looked at them and how they were hurting me. So when I say I can't do this, no, it's not going to work for me. What I'm doing is saying to half of the potential encounters and growth situations in the world, no, I can't do you. Mm-mm. No. And now my flow has to work doubly hard around me because I've just put up a wall. And that wall says, I know how I am and I refuse. I failed. I know I will fail again. Therefore, why should I try ever again? And we can look in our lives and see all the dead-end situations we have. Those are situations where you said, I won't try again. I failed. I will fail again. So I'm just giving it up totally. Those are your dead zones, empty zones, depression zones. And you can change that. You can change it. But you have to be willing to say, yeah, I tried before. Didn't work for me. I didn't work for it. I've got to figure out what to do differently because I refuse to stay. I refuse to settle with that perception of myself. I'm basically using I'm a loser as my justification. What am I doing to myself? Right? How do you think it feels when I'm in someone's mind and this is the conversation? And I'm just sitting there thinking, I wish you could get over that. I mean, your flow will keep sending you over and over the same stuff until you choose to think differently, but you've got to wake up. And say, yeah, I failed at it 10 years ago and I failed at it 5 years ago and 3 years ago. It's funny. It happened again. I didn't fail as badly, but still no more. And Flo is saying, why? You're getting better. You're almost at the end. Do you really want to have this restriction in your life? This thing you always have to say no to and hide from? Come on. Let's go. So what's at the other end of this, right? Because I know this is, you probably all turned off the podcast by now, right? But what's at the other end of this? Extreme, intense, gorgeous, beautiful, personal power, and self-love, along with heaps and heaps of inner healing. And all the restriction, all the resistance you placed in your life, you are now pulling out of it. You will be freeing yourself. Absolutely, utterly freeing yourself. Now, there's one more that I want to get at. It's a big one. Another wall, very typical for me to see. We're going to take a quick little break. When I get back, I'm going to go over this third one, which is probably some of the biggest. And then I'm going to show you what we do, what I do, what my students do to start dismantling all of these ways you give up your power to thinking about yourself in ways that shoot yourself down. There is a way. You can get over it. It's not very hard. Waking up is probably the hardest part. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Summer, and I have a few things that I wanted to share with you, like the happenings and the goings-on at flowdreaming.com. So right now, my gorgeous, hugely amazing Me School of Flow is enrolling. That means I'm accepting students who will work with me for the year ahead. So you'll learn to do what I do. You'll create amazing stuff using flow energy, as well as opening and expanding your own empathic intuition. I will teach you how. If you're ready to go big, this is where you need to be. Me School is also online, by the way, so you can live anywhere. Here's what you do. Just click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com right now, and there will be a link to set up a time to talk to me about Me School. And this is free, by the way. We'll get on the phone for at least 20 minutes, and we'll talk about whether Me School is a good fit in your life. Now, there's a chance that you're listening to this as an older podcast, in which case, enrollment may be closed, since I only open enrollment about once a year. And if that's the case, you'll have an option to get on the wait list for the next enrollment period, and we'll go from there. So, all right then, I look forward to hearing from you, and even more, to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to our program. All right. I applaud all of you brave souls who are still with me in this show about regaining your power, right? If you have to regain your power, right? If you stand in your power, you have to figure out where you're giving the power away. This is you giving it away. And we give it away in the form of these rationales, these justifications, these ways that we tell ourselves, no, don't do that. Be safe. Protect yourself. Don't do that. You know you're that way. But you know what? From a manifester's point of view, every time I say, you know you're that way, I better be saying something good about myself. Because if I'm saying something about myself that is not so hot, this is what I'm creating. I'm creating. My flow around me hears that, nods their head and says, yeah, she's not good at that. She always screws that up. Well, let's make sure she gets all the materials to screw it up right and royal well with this time, right? That's what you end up creating. And if you look in your life right now and you see things that are right and royally screwed up, you've created that. Don't even bother. Well, I mean, you should bother to fix them, but more importantly, fix yourself. Fix the inside. That's what's doing all the creating. Fix the inside. The outside stuff will clear up, right? Like a kid with bad skin. You can put all the topical stuff on you want, but that acne is going to keep coming out. Why? Because it's the kid. It's the oils. It's the hormones. It's the inside. That's your life. So here's the third wall of fear that I walk through with people. And oddly enough, I got to say, I know it might sound kind of miserable, but I love this process. Because when you see people's fears like this over and over, and you see how 90% of the time they're the same ones, it takes all the charge off of them. And I go, wow, this is the same thing that four other people today felt exactly. This must be something that holds everybody in their small space. what I see and feel is this commonality, the commonality of going small. Going small, what is that? So this last one is the fear of money, fear of money. And money seems to be a big, big, big one because money is the currency of exchange in our lives, right? If we're giving money to something, we have to feel we're going to get something back from it. And yet we're afraid because we've spent money on things before that we haven't received anything back from. And that's where we say, I can't afford it. Or I really, really want it. And if I had the money to spend on it, I would, but I don't. So I can't do a lot of things in my life that I really want because I don't have any currency. I don't have any energy of exchange for it. And for me, that's money. And it's a real touchy spot because when you talk about money, you're really talking about me and something in me because I've built up a lot of thoughts about myself in relationships to money. Right? Imagine being in this mind as I am every day. Does it feel healthy? Does this, the dialogue feel healthy? It's kind of strange. Money, yes, is an energy of exchange. And when you say, I don't have enough of it, what do you think Flo is hearing? Flo is hearing, I don't have enough of it. Well, I've spent money in the past and it was a bad idea. All right. So I won't spend money in the future because it will be a bad idea, which means essentially I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself at all. I screwed up in the past. I'll screw up in the future. Therefore, I really can't do anything. And I certainly can't change this pattern because to start changing the pattern, I have to start engaging with it again. I have to start spending money. You see, now we're going around in a bit of a circle in a person's mind. And they get very frustrated because they're starting to realize, no wonder it's not changing. Yeah, no wonder. But to change, I've got to be even more afraid. I've got to do something that last time didn't work for me. Now, you could take money off this and you could put in relationship. All my relationships just never been right. There's always something wrong. It's always, I'm not going to do them anymore. I'm done. But I really want one. But I can't have one. So I'm not going to try. I'm going to deny myself and just live with this low burning suffering inside me. Is this growth? Or is this saying fear's one, summer zero, right? Is this standing in your power? Is this really who you are? So I'm going to give you a different way of looking at this. You can be safe and you can protect yourself. And you should. And you should make wise decisions that provide safety and protection. But you should not make decisions that keep you in the status quo if your status quo is miserable. Because then what you're doing is you're saying, if I move forward, I believe it will get worse. If I move forward, I believe it will get worse. Because if you didn't believe it would get worse, you'd say, yeah, I'm moving forward. Yes, I'll spend that money. Yes, I'll, invest in my personal growth. Yes, I'll, whatever it is. Yes, of course, because I will get better. If you don't have that feeling in you, I will get better. You have just realized a pattern in yourself, which is you don't think you will get better. You don't think it will work for you. You don't think you will grow and improve. You don't think your life will change. You don't think you will be able to spend money wisely. You don't trust yourself to make good decisions. Now, all of these are a little bit of the lack cycle. I've done a series about this, the lack cycle. This is the lack cycle played out in a person's head as they are thinking about joining Me School. And I use this example because, like I said, I've been in hundreds of people's heads with this very thing. And that's why it becomes such a beautiful example. Because your life, you have your own things. Like, it's time to leave this relationship. It's time to invest in a house. But what if I don't want to live here? What if I lose my job? What if this isn't the right city? What if it's time to start dating again? What if no one wants me? What if I'm too old? What if I'm too overweight? What if all the good men are taken or women are taken? What if it's not going to work for me? It's going to be too expensive or too time consuming. It's going to be any of these things, right? These are all just variations on those three that I mentioned about Me School. Powerful people look for these kinds of things in their mind. They look for this kind of thinking. They want to know if it's in them. They hunt for it because they know every time they find a strand of it and they can put it out in the sunlight and watch it just dry up and evaporate, blow away. It's out of them. It's out of their life. And powerful people want their life to continuously get better. They recognize, you know, I've got X number of good health years left. What the hell am I going to do with them? How hemmed in do I want myself to be? What is that line between safety and growth? And what side of that line do I want to be on? Right? I like to be safe, but I like to grow even more. Because safety ultimately ends in stagnation. Stagnation ends in decomposition. If you're not growing, you're dying, essentially is what it comes down to. You've heard that saying before, and it's filled with truth, just filled with truth. So, what do you do? What do you do to get powerful? How do you change this? One, like I just said, you find it inside yourself. Where am I playing out these thoughts? Why do I have things come into my life that provoke me like this? Every time I hear myself say, no, I can't, I won't, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the emotional energy, I don't have. What am I really saying? I'm saying, no, I don't want to grow right now. Thank you. I may not be happy, but I don't want to do that because I don't trust myself. I look for that in myself all the time. And I continue to encounter it in myself all the time. Do you know why? Because as I grow, as I play bigger in life, I encounter new levels of this, right? It's like clearing out all the lower levels so I can get higher up. Well, once you get higher up, you realize, oh, there's strands of it here too, just on a bigger scale, right? Instead of being afraid to spend $1,000, now I'm afraid to spend $50,000. Instead of, just trying to use examples in other areas, it's just money is such a trigger. It's such an easy one for everybody to comprehend and understand. I continue to encounter it as I make choices. Should I buy this house? It feels a little too expensive for me. Wait a minute. Have I been doing well? Yes. Do I think I'll continue to do well? Yes. Is it because this is unfamiliar to me? Yes. Okay. It's probably my next step. Oh, okay. But that makes me feel nervous and scared. That's all right. Normally when I feel nervous and scared, it's because I'm moving up. I'm going into unfamiliar territory. I'm exploring things and places and ways of thinking and behaving and believing that I haven't been in before. And most people don't fly into that feeling completely at home. In fact, it's an indication of growth. So, changing this thinking starts with spotting it, starts with cataloging, writing a list. What are the things you want and why are you telling yourself you cannot have them? All those reasons why you can't have them, that is what flow is responding to. It's not responding to your hopes. It's not responding to your desires, not responding to your affirmations or whatever you're doing. It's responding to your deep core belief and feeling. It's responding to your inner emotional state. And if that inner emotional state is based on fear of rather than power in, then you will continue to surround yourself with situations that provoke that fear, that try to draw you out into the next step. And you have a choice every single time to either go smaller and retract or to go bigger and engage. And that's the final point. Engaging. I have found that every time I say to myself, oh, you should just pull back from that. You shouldn't do that. Think about it. You know, I have a lot of delay tactics that I use. Think about it. You guys know that. That's one of my top ones. If I say I'm going to think about it, what that means is no. And I don't want to tell myself no, because I think I want to really think about it. But really what it's saying is no. There's something in you that you can't, that feels you can't handle this yet. Oh, okay. So when I find myself doing that, I say, I'm going to actually go into this more. I'm going to engage. I'm going to go bigger with it. I'm going to go bigger with it. What does that mean? Well, it's different in every situation. It means taking a risk and doing something that I did before that didn't work out. Why? Because I don't want that thing that didn't work out to start dictating every decision I make for the rest of my life. Right? That's powerful. Or how about engaging by saying, well, you know, I want this relationship to grow to a new level. What do I need to do? Well, I could pull back and just say, I'll just let things be status quo. Or I could say, wow, I need to embark on some inner healing. I've been blaming my partner for so many years. What if it's not them? What if it's me? God, I think I'm going to go find that. Ooh, this is going to be a little uncomfortable. But you know what? I am ready to heal this. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out and move again, move forward again. So I engage. And the more I engage this way, the more I go into things instead of pulling out of them, I realize, you know, I get through them quicker. Instead of years of suffering in the same space with the same thought patterns, I've gone through it. I'm done. I can move to the next level. I was watching Nemo this weekend with my kids. We were out snowboarding and somehow, you know, Nemo, Finding Nemo, such a great movie. All of us adults were in, ended up getting swept into. And there's a part where Nemo has to swim through the volcano. It's like his ritual in the tank. And, you know, it's a scary, bubbly thing. And he just looks over at, what's his name? Gil, one of the other fish. And he knots his eyebrows together and he just swims right through. And it's like, oh, that was such not a big deal. He engaged. He went through. Not a big deal. But if he had just sat there and looked at the bubbles and looked at the volcano and looked at the bubbles and looked at the volcano and the tension mounted and mounted and mounted. I mean, look, they do this in movies, kids' movies. This is a metaphor of life. If you sit and look at it and look at it and look at it, the tension mounts, you get more and more scared, you pull back more and more. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'll do it another day. Or I won't even think about doing it at all ever again. And that whole life now is shut down. That part of my dream is shut down. Flow helps you when you engage. Flow says, let's make this easy. You're coming in? Really? You're coming in again? Flow is like a happy dog. Oh, you're going to swim in the pool with me? Oh boy. It wants to help you. It's been waiting for you to do this. It gets as bored as you do when you're not moving forward. And it says, look, let's do this. Let's give you the right things at the right time. Let's give you the next step. If you're looking at it, it's probably a yes. And sometimes we look at things that are, in fact, no's. And after we do them, we say, interesting, I thought it was a yes. It turned out to be a no. Interesting. I'm not going to beat myself up. That's interesting. Let's see what the next thing is, because I'm really trying to train myself to make good decisions. So I have to keep making decisions. And yes, there'll be some real clunkers in there. But I'm going to keep doing it. Okay, so this is sort of a mindset I've been sharing with you this hour. How you think when, one, you're powerful. How you think, two, when you have a lot of self-trust. How you think, three, when you understand how manifesting and flow truly work. And you realize you cannot afford to go small. You can't afford it. All right, let's get to some calls. And you know what? We're also going to do some flow dreaming here. Starting with Madeline. Hey, Madeline. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I hear you wonderfully well. What's up?
Well, I don't know if you remember me. I was a diamond last year. I lived in Vermont.
I do. How are you? I can't see your last names or anything, so you have to explain who you are before I know.
Yeah, well, I moved away from home.
Wow. Woo, wonderful. That was courageous. And how are you doing?
I am definitely living in survival mode, I would say. I put a lot of energy into, like, the move itself, and since then I've been, like, sort of afraid to try things and have been kind of getting stuck in homesick thinking.
Okay.
But I think if I had, I'm working, like, multiple nanny jobs right now, and I think if I had some job that I felt not embarrassed about, it would really help me, but I don't know how to approach it thinking-wise. Like,
So first, are you happy on your own? Are you happy to have your own space?
Yes, but I wish I'd moved. I wish I were closer. I miss my family a lot.
How far away are you? I'm just curious.
I'm in North Carolina, so it's a plane ride and bus, like 800 miles or something.
Oh my gosh. So you didn't just move somewhere else in town.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that thinking because, what it says to me is if I don't get really far away, I'm just going to be snapping back right away like a rubber band.
Yeah, that was my thinking, and I really, like, didn't want to do it, but sort of pushed through to it, and it was sort of something that's made me, it hasn't really fortified a sense of, like, trust in my, like, emotionally based decisions.
You did something very courageous to prove to yourself, I can do this. But now you're finding that I do miss my family a lot. Maybe I didn't need to be 800 miles away. Maybe I only need to be 20 minutes away. Maybe I need to be 15 minutes away. Maybe I just need my own space. But I still want to be over there for dinner on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Right? And that would mean move closer. Right? You've already proved you can move. And you've proved that you can sustain yourself while you live far away alone.
Yeah.
And the homesickness is totally natural. I would be homesick for my mom if I was 800 miles away from her too.
Yeah.
So you've done it. You don't need to stay in it. You're not proving anything at this point.
Yeah.
And I get a feeling you're staying because you're trying to prove something to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're absolutely invested with your families and your friends where you are, but I'm not sure that you are. I think you can find the moderate middle ground now.
Okay.
Which is, I'm moving home, but I'm not moving back in the house. I found myself a little place in town, and I'm going to get myself a little job here or there, whatever you feel like doing next. Mm-hmm. And I want to come over for dinner on Fridays and Saturdays or spend Sundays together or whatever it is. You got to find the middle ground, and you're not going to worry. Once I get closer, I'm going to just kind of give up again and decide it's easier financially if I just move back in. You're not going to do that. You're not that person anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Madeline. Thank you for the update.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, hon.
Bye.
You know, her call is a perfect example of today. She embraced, she engaged. She just had to do it in a way that could prove something to herself. Now that she's done, she's going to let go of that need. She could stay in that thought, I got to stay here to prove it to myself. I've got to keep myself in this place of homesickness and unhappiness. No. Do you see, she has a flexible mind. She's allowing herself to make another decision, one that is more even ground, right? Even split in the middle. More comfortable. And she's not holding on to her past self-perception either, which is, if I stay too close to my family, I'm just going to end up moving back in. If she really still thought of herself that way, she wouldn't move any closer again. But she's growing. And she's not going to go back to that past way of expecting lack, of expecting that she can't do it. She's not going to go back there. She's standing in her power. Great. Good call. Hey, how about a quick break? And I see more calls. Kiyosha, you'll be coming up next right after this. Oh, we're on break again. So while you're waiting, here are a few suggestions I think you'll get a lot out of. First, on my website at flowdreaming.com, you can pick up a free gift basket or gift bag, however you want to look at it, right now from me. I put together a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream, and then I gave you a flow dream to start practicing with. This saves me from having to reteach the basics on every show, and it gives you the first step to creating a freaking amazing new life. So find this free gift for me right now on my homepage. You just pop in your email and I will be able to send it to you pretty quickly, right away. Next, you know what underwrites this podcast? My manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com. I have the most amazing playlist there. I've worked hard on these for over a decade. I've tested them all. I know what works. They're on all kind of topics. How to get a new job, how to go bigger, how to lose weight, remove all your blocks around money or opening yourself to the right kind of partner. So much to go through. And the playlists, they are powerful and effective, crazy effective. In fact, my inbox is full every day with thank you notes from people who've used my flow dreams and become lottery winners. They've just gotten married or received huge bonuses. They've cured themselves of depression and health issues. It really is astounding. So go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to begin changing in your life. And welcome back. Let's do another call, and then we'll do some flow dreaming. Kiyosha, what's up?
Hi, Summer. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you? Oh, and I hear myself coming back. You might want to turn it down a little bit.
Okay. Hi. My question is in reference to a relationship, a friendship I have with my best friend, and I just need some, maybe you can look into her energy. Like our friendship, I just need some answers, some clarity, because I think I have more feelings for her than just a friend, and I think she does for me too, but I just want some clarity about that so I can move forward.
Okay. So you can move forward. Okay, so this is another woman, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're feeling more romantic, and you wonder if she is as well.
Navigate, because my friendship with her is about 10 years plus, and I unconditionally love the friendship we have, so that's more important to me than romantic, but I'm curious about that aspect as well.
Okay, and give me her first name.
Diana.
Diana. Diana. I'm just going to go in on her and sort of look at you through her eyes, her thinking for a moment. Hi, Diana. Yes, I'm a friend of Kiyosha's. I'm a friend. And she feels like your relationship has changed a bit, and she's curious why, what's going on. Feels to me like Diana is in a new space in her own head. Like she's been thinking differently lately. She's been thinking about herself differently, her life differently. You've probably noticed this, that she herself has changed. It's not just her relationship with you, but she herself has been. It's like she's not sure if she's the person she thought she used to be. Okay? So this is causing her to look at you also almost differently. Like, are you the person that she thought you were? And when she sees you, she feels that you're beautiful, for one thing. That's clearly there. And that's probably something you sense too. You know, she really has an affection for you, how you look, your skin. your body. She feels like you're a beautiful woman. And that's attractive. I hate to say it, but it is. Or maybe I love to say it. Depends on what you want. So, you know what? You guys really need to talk. I'm telling her this too. You guys talk, but get in there and do some real deep talk.
Okay.
You can explore. I'm telling her, explore this. Explore this together. Just talk it through. Nothing needs to be decided. It's not like things are going to go wildly in one direction or another, but she's got so much stuff going on in her head and she's not sure what to do with it. And as you talk and your hearts open even more to each other, then you'll be able to figure out what the natural course is between the two of you, whether it's to get into a relationship or if it's just a kind of, you know, open-hearted sharing. The direction will reveal itself. And she kind of needs that too, because she's not sure.
Okay?
That feels really good to me, though.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I wish you both wonderful luck. You both feel really good, by the way, when I looked in both of your minds.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Oh, my. And I know we've got more calls, but you know what? We are getting to the point where I need to jump in and do a flow dream with you. Especially after I gave you that lengthy sermon in the beginning about how important it is to step into your power and see what happens. Your self-growth, just to wrap on this, is really one of the most important things in your life. And yes, I know, so are our kids and our partners and our health, our spirituality and our parents. These are all part of our life too. But the person that all of these people interact with is you. And what are you giving them? Are you giving them the best person that you can be? Or are you giving them a person who thinks small, who says no, who says I'm afraid, who says I can't, who says I tried it before and it didn't work? Do you really want to be that person who has trapped themselves? Because that will play out into your life in every area. You cannot separate it from the things that happen to you, from the people you encounter, from the jobs and careers you're offered. From all of that plays out from you. So standing in your power is one of the most important things you can think about, work on, practice, become. And everything seems to come along after that. You start standing in your power, and trust me, the healing that you need will come up for you. It will. You start standing in your power, and the physical changes in your life, the move, the new job, that will come up for you. That will come. You start standing in your power, and the relationship that you want to grow or evolve or find or change, that will step up and say, let's do this. It will have to, because it follows you. You started this. And so these will follow. And you will get what you need when you need it. You won't get too much. You won't be thrown into a tailspin. It'll just be it. It'll just be like, oh, this is what I need next. It's like when you're baking something or cooking something. You reach over, there's the next ingredient, right? It's just an ingredient. Nothing scary about it. It's just what you need next. You can't take the next step without that ingredient. The intention is to bake the cake, right? That is you stepping in your power. When you have the intention to bake a cake, the ingredients come together. And sometimes, yeah, you got to run out to the store and pick up some eggs. But they're the ingredients. They come after the intention. Your life will start changing and switching and offering itself up to you once you have this intention. So we're going to flow dream now. And by the way, if you don't know what flow dreaming is, you want to visit my website. And there's an area there that says I have a free gift for you. Basically, what I am is giving you an introductory package, like how to flow dream. I will teach it to you for absolutely nothing. It's that important to me and to the world, I think. So you want to go there and you just fill in your email And I'll send you a couple of audios that you can get started right away. It's not meditation, not hypnosis, not visualization. It's based on intense emotion and beautiful self-direction. And your eyes are closed and you're breathing deeply. And we're not even going to spend a long time relaxing. We're just going to clear our mind for a moment. Letting everything we're holding just drop away. Pretend you're holding a bunch of daisy petals in your hand. Those are all your thoughts. Big yellow and white petals. And you just drop them and you watch them scatter and fly and flutter down into the ground. Those thoughts will appear again later. Right now, you have an emotional state to reach. There's a part of you that wants to feel a certain way. And this part of you doesn't want to wait for something to have to happen in your life to make you feel this way. It just wants to have it now. It wants to feel it now. And so you say to it, I'm not going to make you wait to feel this way. We're not going to wait for something to prove to us why or how we deserve to feel this way. We're just going to feel this way anyway. And here's what we're feeling. You're putting your hands to your heart and your mind. And you're noticing that you're standing on a cliff, a rocky jutty, almost like that Lion King movie where you stand at the cliff looking out over the broad and beautiful savannah, lit up and filled with light and sun and warmth. It's the most perfect day you've ever experienced in your entire life. Feels good everywhere you look. It smells good. You feel good. Your heart feels good. And you can feel the strength of everything around you. The strength of the rock. The strength of the beautiful, fertile fields in front of you. The strength of the sweet air circulating through the sky. The strength of you, yourself, your energy, your being. And you can feel how all these things that have been inside you that you've told yourself or taught yourself over the years about who you are, some of them just don't seem right anymore. They seem old. They seem like they don't belong in the strong, vibrant, vital you. Stuff from the past. Stuff that didn't work. Stuff you failed at. Stuff you were afraid of. Stuff you tried and didn't work out. All of that. It's in the past. And maybe there's a few things even now, like the stuff you want to have happen, but someone is standing in the way or some situation. And again, you just feel your heart sort of melting through all of these. Your heart saying, none of this has to be true. None of this has to stay. We don't need to allow it. Why don't we just be different? Why don't we think differently about this? Why don't we expect differently? Let's see what happens. Let's go back in. But not with a sense of it will be bad, but this time with a sense of it will be magnificent. Because I'm magnificent. And I'm growing. I'm growing. And with that, the scene dissolves. And you find yourself back here again. And you open your eyes. And that was an example of entering flow for one specific emotional state to create and be in. Be in power in a powerful place. The sensation of inner power. So I welcome you to practice that one again on your own. Use any different landscapes that you want. Just make sure you hit that emotion hard. What does it feel like to step in your power, to be in your power? And when you're in it, do you notice anything that no longer fits? That should give you some fun stuff to work on. Until next time, my love goes to you all, and let's keep on flow dreaming. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.